We want to welcome you back to the Word for Life radio ministry of Brookside Baptist Church. This, of course, is Missions Month. As we've been focusing our attention on missions, we've had missionaries on our broadcasts. We've had folks who have gone on short-term mission trips from our church on our broadcasts. And the last couple of times, we've been talking to Mike and Jen Onaby, who have been on short-term missions trips. They are actively involved on our missions committee, but we're just talking about what it means for a local church to hold the ropes. Now, exactly what does that mean? Jen, share that with us.
Well, there have been a couple people on our missions committee who have read a book by Rosalind Goforth, who was the wife of Jonathan Goforth. He and his wife were missionaries to China, and we first heard the story from this book, where the story was told, I'm quoting from the book, that the Goforths heard a story that was told at a farewell meeting for them when they were going to China as missionaries. This was in 1888. And one story was told at that farewell meeting, which made a deep impression on all who were present and touched a note which sounded through the Goforths' whole after career. The story was of a young couple when bidding farewell to their home country church as they were about to leave for an African field known as the white man's grave. The husband said, "My wife and I have a strange dread in going. We feel much as if we were going down into a pit. We are willing to take the risk and go if you, our home circle, will promise to hold the ropes." One and all promised. Less than 2 years passed when the wife and the little one that God had given them succumbed to a dreaded fever. Soon the husband realized his days, too, were numbered. Not waiting to send word home of his coming, he started back at once and happened to arrive at the hour of the church's Wednesday prayer meeting. He slipped in unnoticed, taking a back seat. At the close of that meeting, he went forward. An awe came over the people, for death was written on his face, and he said to them, "I am your missionary. My wife and child are buried in Africa, and I have come home to die. This evening I listened anxiously as you prayed for some mention of your missionary to see if you were keeping your promise, but in vain. You prayed for everything connected with yourselves and your home church, but you forgot your missionary, and I see now why I am a failure as a missionary. It is because you have failed to hold the ropes."
Wow. Ooh. And what would you say? I mean, because so many times when we take prayer requests at church or in Sunday school class or Bible study, just stop and just kind of make note of what percentage of those prayer requests relate to our health, relate to our personal situations, our problems, and what percentage relates to the church, the gospel, the Great Commission. That would really be an interesting study, wouldn't it? Just to kind of check out how much of our prayer really is about what God is mostly concerned about.
Right. I'm afraid there's times and places where we could fall into that same scenario from the story.
Yes.
When our prayers are focused on ourselves.
Yes.
There's no doubt that this is the way the Lord has it set up. God has it set up this way, that he sends the missionaries, he calls them to the field, but we are to be there to support them in prayer. Pray without ceasing. There's innumerable context in the Bible and commands in the Bible that we are to pray for each other.
Mm-hmm. I know we have hold the ropes cards. Mike, tell us about that.
Well, one tool that we've developed for our church members is prayer cards developed by some of the talented people at our church.
Mm-hmm.
And on each card gives the information on the missionary, their families, maybe birth dates and anniversaries, the country that they're serving, a few other important aspects of them. But these cards are called holding the ropes cards here, where they have a little holder that says holding the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a reminder to us to try to pray for them on a daily basis.
Right.
And so whether it's every day or every couple of days, simply take the front card, move it to the back, and we have a new missionary of the day to pray for. And in this way, it's not that many days where we've gone through the entire batch of cards, and we have prayed for each and every missionary.
Exactly.
And then as the prayer letters come in from each missionary, then those two really tie well together. And with each succeeding month, I think we learn more and more about each missionary and hold them more dear to our hearts.
Jen, how can we get the information from the prayer letters into the hearts of our members?
That's a good question. The Brookside Missions Committee has been trying to answer that question and do that in an effective way for some time. The thing is, when you have quite a number of missionaries that you support, you don't want to spend a whole year. Say if you have 24 missionaries and you only do two a month, well, it take you who knows how long to get through your whole list, depending on how many missionaries your church supports. But you can take those prayer letters and have groups of people praying over certain specific missionaries and certain prayer requests by Sunday school class, say,
sure.
Or if you have home groups that meet. People can also get on a personal mailing list, receiving the email prayer requests themselves at home.
When we consider all these missionary letters coming in, sure would be neat if there were some way to maybe set up a link with our website. So you could go to the church website, have a missions link, click on that, and to be able to have the missionary letters on that link so that at any time you were curious, well, what's going on with the missionaries in Palau, or what's going on with the missionaries in Mexico, what's going on, you know, just to be able to go and click on and be able to read their letter, immediately get caught up, and then that would just really help your prayer time, the holding the ropes cards, like you were talking about, Mike, because you now know what they're facing, what they need, what they have requested prayer for that month.
I think that oftentimes, though, some of the missionaries, depending on where their field is geographically, may want some of those prayer requests to be kept confidential.
That's correct, yes.
So there's that,
right.
Which is why you can come back to, if you haven't seen their prayer letter, you can come back to, you know, your list of how to pray for missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
But we do struggle a little bit with trying to get those personal requests out there to the congregation, to the church body as a whole. But our latest method that we'd like to try to use here at our church to do this is to offer a prayer and care. We have another couple that's on the missions committee that every first and third Sunday, an hour before our first service starts, we meet in a room that is set aside where we can break off into small groups and go through the prayer letters and pray specifically for those missionaries' specific requests.
That's good. Prayer and care. Okay. So that's an hour before the morning service.
Correct.
All right, that's a start, isn't it?
Yes, twice a month, and we do get through those letters each Sunday that we do go through the letters. Occasionally, we have a guest come in and speak during that time, and then we'll reserve part of the hour for reading through the prayer letters.
Right.
But we would just encourage anyone who has the ability to pray to come and meet at that time.
Right. Mike, can you share with us maybe some things that the missions committee does to make the missions conference as effective as we possibly can?
Well, we find that the missions conference on a yearly basis is a good way for our church membership to meet each missionary in person. We typically try to have for our church 3 to 4 of our current missionaries that might be on furlough or will travel back from the field to attend. And then we usually have about 1 a year of a new missionary that is seeking extra support, whether they're on their initial deputation or if on furlough, they're trying to gain more.
Right.
And so throughout at least half of the year, we're planning for this missions conference.
Okay.
And we're trying to both serve the missionaries that are coming, but also being prepared to answer questions and to help foster that connection between each and every member and our missionaries.
Right. And Jen, the Saturday night of the missions conference, we have an opportunity for the ladies, the missionary wives, to give their testimony. Just kind of give me a wife's response to that Saturday night.
One thing that comes to mind right away is that I think without 1 year going by that it hasn't happened, I'd be surprised. It's every single one of those women in the beginning of their testimony make it clear that they were once just like us, that they are not special people.
Sure.
That they are just like us, those of us ladies that are sitting there in the audience listening. They come from many different backgrounds, and most of them never had an idea that they would end up on the mission field. It wasn't a long-term dream that they'd had.
From childhood, right.
And now for some of them, it was something they had thought about before they met their husband, but for others, not. But again, this year, we had 4 wonderful ladies, and every one of them shared with us, hey, I'm just like you. I have the same fears. I have the same concerns. I want the same thing for my children that you do.
Yeah.
We just live in different areas. You are witnessing, hopefully, to your neighbors across the street. We happen to move several thousand miles away and are sharing the same gospel with people in a different country.
Exactly.
Otherwise, we're just like you.
Exactly. Jen, share with us how missions can become an everyday part of your life.
Sure. For me personally, like I had mentioned previously, not only do I just enjoy reading missionary biographies, but I benefit spiritually from it. There are so many lessons that we can learn from reading our Bible, but also when we see these truths put into action on the field.
Okay.
Not only is a missionary biography interesting and entertaining to read at times, but it brings those gospel truths back to us again. You can get into your email and receive things like a daily email from a project called the Joshua Project, which highlights a different people group every day of the year that have yet to receive the gospel or have very little gospel in their language or even Bibles or the Jesus film. So you can get a daily email reminder of who to pray for, and then just personal correspondence with missionaries on a weekly basis. Then also using your holding the ropes or your prayer cards, you can use a daily devotional such as the Gospel Meditations for Missions. Also, one thing that Mike and I do is Brookside supports a missionary group or a missionary organization, a ministry organization called Frontline Missions International. And they have a series of DVDs called Dispatches from the Front.
Right.
And we've had friends over to our home to share one of these DVDs. I believe there are seven now in the series.
Okay.
But it's like taking a little short-term mission trips in your living room.
Yeah.
And it's just a wonderful way to open up to other people what modern missions is about. Highly recommend that series. They're even available on Amazon, or you can go to dispatchesfromthefront.org.
Well, thank you guys so much. What a blessing it is just to be able to have you share your hearts with us concerning missions. We can see it's definitely a fire that God has placed within your hearts and lives. And, you know, folks, you may be in a church that doesn't support any missionaries. You can start with one. Just start with one. Praying for that missionary, helping them financially, encouraging them, supporting them. And what God will do in your church will be an amazing thing. Encourage your pastor when it comes to missions. Start with one and let God do an awesome work through that one. Till the next time, we trust the Lord will bless you in a fantastic way.